Elise Stefanik appointed to weaponization of government panel with other notable members. By Wendell Hasebo on January 25, 2023. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, was appointed Tuesday to the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, along with other notable members. Stefanik, the third most senior House Republican, was given the position by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, to help root out corruption and abuse across all facets of the entrenched federal bureaucracy. I am proud to serve on this critical select committee that will not only hold the DOJ and FBI accountable for their long-standing political weaponization against the American people but the entire federal government, including the IRS, HHS, NIH, and many other agencies, Stefanik said in a press release. The high-profile subcommittee will also boast additional prominent members, such as Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, Chip Roy, RTX, and Dara Lisa, RCA. Stefanik slammed the DOJ and FBI for weaponizing the Biden administration against Republicans, who have been victims of federal raids and suppressed by big media and big tech. The American people have witnessed the corrupt DOJ and FBI fully weaponized against the Biden administration's political opponents as they conducted an unprecedented raid on President Trump's home, illegally paid Twitter to suppress stories for political benefit, and continue to cover up for the Biden crime family, she said. The subcommittee assignments come after the House approved the panel in early January by a vote of 221 to 211 with all Democrats opposed. The committee will be chaired by Jordan, the chair of the Judiciary Committee. Democrats also get the chance to recommend members to the subcommittee. As part of the House-approved resolution, Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, will automatically receive a seat because of his Judiciary Committee ranking membership. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.